Do you even you?
U KC1AIH.
Good evening, Miriam. I am struggling to interface the obstinate connection here. I'm trying to figure out why it's not working to some degree. And how are you doing tonight?
Oh, all right. Mine crashed and I'm putting it back together again.
It's an epidemic, and I got cats who want to crawl around everything, so good chance things aren't going to go well. And yeah, I am plugged, at least I'm plugged into the right spot. Nothing's more frustrating. Well, there's a few more things probably more frustrating than plugging it into the wrong spot and thinking it's, you know, something else and finding out after the fact. But anyways, how far did you get with the high-speed modes on the net? I just did, I think I did 1,000, see, was it 1,000 RC2 on the Raspberry Pi 2, and it was just right across the room, though.
I didn't take part in that net. I don't remember when it was supposed to be, and I was doing something else and completely skipped my mind, such as it is.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I was able to do it one way. I tried it acoustically the other direction and it was no joy. And I just did the 8 PSK 250 or whatever it is. If I look at the other screen. Oh, that's maybe, let's see, I've got, let's see, where is it? 8 PSK 1200F. So I figured this forward correction, whatever 8 PSK is, I take it that's the number of phases or, you know, what do you call it, the amplitudes, stepped or whatever. But anyways, I've got a very impatient little girl here. I think she wants lap time. And she heard your voice, so she's even that much more persnickety. So anyways, I got the net in about 13 minutes, so trying to get what I can get done in the next few minutes and then let things fall where they may.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I have a test message, of course, as I usually do, and it's set up both for FL amp and FL message. And the one thing I found about those 8 PSKs is too many times you can't lock down your firewall. It just keeps floating all over the place and won't stay in one place. So I think we tried some of those before and we had totally complete failure with them. Memory is a little, how you say, foggy at the moment. Well, we'll see what we can do. Anyhow, I have a message that is tuned up for PSK 250 RC5 and we can carry on from there.
Okay, yeah, I got both AFC and the SQL off, and what's the other thing I've done tonight? I've got macro buttons, but that's one of the two messages I've got tonight. We've got the an updated macro file, which I'm tempted to go to PSK 800 RC2, but I guess I did go from acoustical link on the PSK 2 to my laptop, so I've been chasing around switching in and out the capture switch, which is one of the problems I had. It was showing up on the screen, but it wasn't being processed by the program because the capture wasn't turned on. And I've got the Windows box not listening. So anyways, try it without the FCA, the automatic frequency control, and this the SQL. And toggle back and forth. If you change mode, make sure you, or if you reset it, change that to another mode and then come back to the one that you want. What was the other thing? Oh, yes, and I've had issues with the, I turned off the, under FL message, I didn't have all the different modes, so I turned off the sync switch modem on transmit or whatever that is, the second item, I think, under the FL messages connections or configurations or linking or whatever they call it now. But, yeah, I am definitely in the fog. Got a Benadryl fog that started this morning and never stopped. So, anyways, I'll catch you in about 10. KC1AIH, WE1U.
Alrighty, I did try this 8PSK1000F, and it seems to be stable, and it takes about the same amount of time as PSKR250C5. So we will see what happens. KC1AIH.
WUNU for this, the Interscoggin Area's Racing Net. The net will begin in about 5 minutes. If you have any messages or for FL Digi, FL Amp, have them prepped up, and we'll be back in 5 for the net, WUNU. is WEMU for the Enterscoggin Area's Racing Net. Do any stations, are there any stations that need to use the repeaters? Okay, that was a stall. I'm looking for my script and I can't find it, so I'm going to do it off the cuff. All stations this net, all stations this net, calling the Enterscoggin County Area's Racies Net. This is WE1U. My name is David and I'm located in Auburn. The purpose of this net is to train, ironically, train operators for the Enterscoggin County and surrounding communities for a pool of experts. And we are on this frequency on the Auburn repeaters 14661, PL tone in and out of 88.5 on Thursdays at 7 p.m. local time. This is a direct net. All traffic should go through net control. And when you check in, please give your call sign, name, location. Indicate if you have FL amp, FL message, or voice traffic and training, and if you're not able to stay on frequency for the duration of the net. Other stations, except for emergency and priority traffic, please stand by, and we'll release the frequency after the digital portion. With that, you have KC1AIH with one digital message, FL message, and one FL amp, and looking for additional check-ins for the net.
KB1, TPH, Jim in Auburn, just listening, no traffic.
KC1, EHP, just listening, no traffic.
KE4 UCW, Keith in Lisbon, no traffic.
Hey, KE6 PIJ, with traffic, both digital and voice traffic.
Okay, just to make sure, I think I may have had a double in there. That may have been you, Paul. We have KC1AIH, 1FL, 1FL message, 1FL amp. KC1EHP, no traffic indicated. TPH, just listening. KE4UCW, no traffic indicated. And KE6PIJ, with traffic, voice, and digital. Do you have training as well?
Yes, I do.
The try not to defective. Okay, any other stations for the net, please come with your call sign, name, and location.
It's WA1SKP, Fred, Mechanic Falls. I'll be on during the duration of the net, back to net.
Okay, get you down there. Fred, I got a cat that's demanding attention right now, sorry. Let's see, and I guess we only have two stations tonight that are digitally capable, is that correct? I've got KC1AIH, myself, and Paul. Any other station that's digitally capable tonight?
N1ZRLP, Lisbon Falls, no traffic. I will be digital capable.
Okay, N1ZRL, digital capable with no traffic. And with that, let's see. Only announcements I have is, not to steal Paul's thunder, so the Aries letter, or AR letter, did refer to a couple of field operation guides. One is the national interoperability and an auxiliary guide. I'll have to send, that's when my FL message is actually that, the URLs for those two. And let's see, I do have on my own website, weenu.us/TRIP, C-H-R-I-P, I have some pre-made CVS files and PDF files for frequency lists, which can be picked and chewed, so to speak. You can select what you import. It just gives you the PL tones and stuff like that, and some guidance of some sort. And includes Paul's listing of for the Aries group. So let me pass it directly to Paul for traffic, and we'll do another call up and check for emergency traffic afterwards. KE6 PIJ, go ahead and answer and field any questions, and turn it back to Net. WEWNU.
Okay, thank you, David. This is KE6 PIJ. Last night we had our face-to-face meeting at the EOC, and as expected, we were able to program the Yaesu 897 radios. There are five radios, four of which got programmed. The fifth one is still in the communications van, so it was not programmed. Let's see, it was actually successful after a while. It took a bit of doing to realize that in order to upload a configuration that was generated with a different radio, you needed to first download the configuration of the current radio that you're trying, or the destination radio, and then overwrite that by uploading the new information. So that was an experience. Let's see. Miriam was a lot of help with that, being familiar with CHIRP. And as we were doing that, there was a lot of other activity with people using FLDigi and sharing information and configuration information between their computers. So hopefully everybody got something out of last night's meeting, and a lot of good was done. Right now, all four of the radios have a copy of the frequency list that we are currently using, which contains all the frequencies that we use, both simplex, repeater, digital, and 80 meters and 40 meters. So it's kind of geared toward the 897 specifically, but a subset of those can be used on your own radios if you wish. And I will email out a copy of a comma-separated CHIRP file if you care to use that. Also, my digital message tonight, FL message, contains the frequency list, not in a comma-separated file. It's something that's probably more readable when it comes up through a browser, because in the message form, it just doesn't format very, it's a lot of, too much information, really, the way it comes up on FL message, but if you bring it up in a browser, it'll look okay. Next information I have is there is supposed to be a simulated emergency test this Saturday, which will be February 20th at 9 a.m. We are going to postpone that. This is based on some information that people were bringing to my attention at the EOC meeting, that the weather could likely be less than optimal. Combination of snow and rain during the morning hours where we would be doing this, and since we actually wanted to have people out on the road as part of this set, it's probably safer that we don't do that. In a real emergency, yes, we would be through whatever Mother Nature might be throwing at us, but if there's really no threat and no absolute reason to put people out there, then we can always pick a better date. So the set is going to be postponed. I don't have a date for it yet. Let's see. Then big thing coming up, of course, is next month the Maine State Convention at the Ramada in Lewiston, same weekend as Easter, but it's on Friday and Saturday, and we hope to see all your smiling faces there. Have plenty of stuff, and there's plenty of conferences going on, so should be something there for everybody, and it's just good to get around and put faces to names and call signs. And that is all I have as far as announcements. Any questions, comments, or additions? Nothing heard. And this is KE6PIJ, passing it back to WE1U.
Okay, let's see. Double checking my time. Yep, it's 11 past, so this is WE1U for the Sky, got the Sky one on my brain. The Androscoggin County Area's Races Net. Let's stop and pause for any station with emergency or priority traffic. Any station with emergency and priority traffic, please come now. Okay, the repeater ID, I guess that's priority of sorts. Nothing heard, so let's go to, is there any new stations for the net? Again, please come with your call sign, name, location, and if you have any traffic, voice or digital. And if you are, let's see, yes, digital being either FL message or FL amp or voice, please come now. Okay, nothing heard, and Paul, you mentioned training, so let me pass it back to you for training. Again, please field any questions and turn it back to Nat. KE6PIJ, WE1U.
Oh, thank you, David. And let's see, with us talking about getting all the radios programmed, I thought it might be good to at least discuss, or actually I want to poll people and find out how they program their radios. I know some people do it by hand. It seems like more and more people are using programs like Chirp, or you may have your own program like I was initially using, which is the ASU817 has its own little A17 memory writer program. Which I found very effective. But Chirp is kind of nice because it does flip between different formats, different radios fairly easily. And so let me go ahead and poll and see if what I'd like to know is if you use Chirp and if you program more than one radio or one type of radio. And let's see if you have a common configuration that you use between all these radios. So let me start with WE1U.
If it's chirpable, I use Chirp. I've gone to some extent to get it to work. I've got a, basically all the radios I have are eventually come out to a serial, the old-fashioned serial connection. The only difference is some of them have to be 5 volts. Some of them can be the regular, whatever, 12 plus or minus volts of the original RS-232 format. So I've got all sorts of cables that I've learned to eventually patch into push-to-talk switches, microphone jacks, and sometimes even the normal cat cable, which is a nice treat. So I had to hand program Puxson radios and one of my Bofangs, and of course the dreaded FT1DR Yaesu radio. That thing is garbage as far as I'm concerned when it comes to programming. Once it's running, I don't like to get into it again. It's probably more information than you wanted, but anyway, so the answer is chirp and hand if I have to. WNU back to KE6PIJ.
Well, thank you for that detailed information, but no, that was actually good. That's definitely what I was looking for. KC1AIH.
KC1AIH. Well, I use CHIRP extensively, with the exception of my 450D, which does not have a program for it. And there's only a minor area in that that I program anyway, which is a couple of repeaters on 6 meters and 10. But the other nine radios, I use CHIRP almost exclusively, including the D700, which is out in my car. When I need to change that, I just simply drag a laptop out and plug it in. And the format is the same on all the radios, so that if I'm using this TYT or I'm using my Bofang, which I'll be using to transmit digital, all have the same frequencies in them.
Okay, thank you, Miriam. And KB1TPH.
KE6PIJ, KB1TPH. I was away from the radio for a moment. Your inquiry, please.
I'm sorry. I know you're only listening most of the time, and but you know, I usually try and include you if you're available. Kind of trying to figure out as I stumble over my tongue what you use to program your radios. Whether you do it by hand, use some other program, or use CHIRP as it seems what many people use. And if you have multiple radios, do you have the same configuration in each?
Yeah, copy that. So I have a Waxon handheld, and that came with programming software and a cable. I did also make the investment in the RT Systems Incorporated programming software as well. In hindsight, as I look back on it, that really was unnecessary because the programming software from Waxon really was quite user-friendly and more than sufficient. So I'd say in the future I would not be making that investment. And no, I have not tried CHIRP. I have heard of it, and seems like it's a very worthwhile free software that would probably bypass all the proprietary programming software and cables out there. And certainly if I make another purchase of a new radio in the future, I'll certainly consider that.
Okay, thank you. And you mentioned RT Systems. I had looked at those myself, and the fact that it wasn't free is probably what kept me from using it. Let's see. KC1EHP is on the list, and I know she does the same thing as I do. You know, we use CHIRP. It's convenient, free and available, and for the most part, yeah, all our radios have the same format. KE4UCW.
Sir, KE4UCW. I use a database that I try to manage all my frequencies with and access, and then I try, based on the... Now I have three radios that I can program. And that's the HT, the R7, then the ICOM 880, and then the new, I have the FTM 400. I try to keep them all the same, and I'll export them, and then normally use the RT systems to program the radio. Some have more memories than others break. And I try to use what I think is a good methodology, like all my 50s are my public safety bands for the for 5-0, I guess, is where I start that type of stuff. And I try to use that methodology across all my my systems. KE4UCW, back to the net.
Thank you. And, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, having it started at a particular place and for a particular purpose. That's a nice way to go. WA1SKP.
WA1SKP. I have not used CHIRP. I've heard of it for a long time. I did see it in use last night. It looks really great-looking stuff and functional. Most of the time, I don't have a lot of memory channels in the radio, so I just put them in the difficult way by, you know, functions and all that other good stuff. So that's the way I do it at present. Back to Nick.
Okay, thank you, Fred. And N1ZRL.
ZRL. Let me just make sure I'm making the repeater. This is a different setup I'm using here. Net, you copy?
Little scratchy, but you're making it.
I change here and there, and next thing you know, they're not all lined up. I use it on Linux, and I've used it on Windows XP. Having some issues on Windows 10, and I think the issue is with the USB to the DB9, the RS-232 converter. The drivers for that aren't recognized by Windows 10, so that's going to be an issue that I'll be looking into the next few days. Back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Pete. And, you know, sounds like one more reason not to go to Windows 10 quite yet. But anyway, so it sounds like quite a few people are using either CHIRP or some other form of programming the radios. You know, Fred's still doing it by hand, and I know occasionally I will do mine by hand, but it is the newer radios, it's definitely more cumbersome. So there seems to be a reliance going more toward computer-based programming of the radios, and it is nice to be able to have it, Keith was saying, a database of what's in your radios. And be able to change it around like that. So with that, it sounds like CHIRP is, you know, it's free, it's pretty widely used, it supports quite a few radios, doesn't quite support everything yet. RT Systems actually might support more, but that is a paid proprietary software. And, you know, it probably gives you a little more. And so this brings up something is, if you weren't able to have your computer and hadn't done anything on your radio in a while, would programming it by hand be a problem? And I guess some of that depends on the radio, but more and more it seems like the radios are becoming more and more difficult to program by hand. Right? I know even the 817 here, which, you know, isn't full packed with features, is still a little cumbersome to get everything set up just right and saved. And if you have to do it for a number of frequencies, it's very time consuming, so the computer definitely makes it easier. Having the manual or a cheat sheet around so that you could do it by hand excuse me. Definitely advisable and should be in your go kits because, you know, if something's going to fail, the computer is usually one of the weakest links. It's, you know, the most sensitive piece of expensive equipment you've probably got. But becoming familiar with things like chirp is still definitely a good thing. It looks like all of our repertoire of equipment is becoming more and more complex, and so it's leading us to use more and more of these things. This is why programs like FL-Digi, chirp, and others are so attractive, because they take a lot of the complexity out of it. But I would just like to keep in mind that, you know, a lot of what we do can also be done by hand, even if it's a little more difficult. And, you know, maybe once a month, you should just try and do that with your radios and just refamiliarize yourself with them as a just-in-case thing. That's pretty much all I had for the training portion. Just wanted to bring some of this up and find out what people were using. So, I appreciate all your input, and open it up for questions or comments before turning it back to Net Control.
WA1SKP with a question.
NWENU with a couple of queries.
Okay, acknowledge WA1SKP with a question and WE1U with some comments. So WA1SKP, go ahead, Fred.
Okay, I think David mentioned earlier when he first got on the air about some frequency lists, and that's something that I need so I can put the appropriate frequencies in my radios. So if whomever could send those out and document as to what is for which, I do appreciate that.
Absolutely, Fred. And what I'll be sending out as a digital message tonight, FL message, will contain that frequency list. But I will also be emailing to everybody with the current emails that I have for you all, a comma separated file that is chirp capable, as well as a text listing of all the frequencies and all the pertinent information that is in the 897s and that we would be expecting people to readily access. And I'm expecting to do that on Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. And we'll look forward to seeing that. And then, like I said, I've never used chirp, but I can probably figure it out. Or if not, I'll just reach out to somebody that's an expert on it. So with that, back to Net. This is WA1SKP.
I'm sorry, Fred, I must have doubled with you for a little bit, but I did catch most of what you were saying. And yeah, we can definitely do it the same way that we've done some of the FL-Digi training in the past. Is you know, chirp's pretty basic to use, so we can probably do it over the air or even meet and do it that way. So once again, WE1U, go ahead with your comments.
I was curious if I'm not sure what Miriam has for, she said 400, 450. I'm wondering if that's the new Yaesu Fusion radio, and if the RT systems have a module for it. That's one question. The other one I guess I could throw out is, I think Ivan uses hand and he's used chirp, or we've used chirp on one of his radios at least. And I do have on the chirp website, I have the ones I have so far for the frequency lists. Once you get that one posted, I can post it on my website. I'm sure Dick can post it to w1npp.org as well. And so people have a place that they can go back to and download the files from, and hopefully being somewhat up to date. My list, I've got some lists that are getting long in the tooth, but I've got about four of them that I've just done in the last few days and cleaned up a lot of the stuff from what Jim has said on the air. So anyways, the question I had was, what model radio does Miriam have? And The other question, I guess, is to Keith or Jim, as to if the RTS systems actually has a module for that particular radio. WNU, back to KE6PIJ.
All right. Well, let's see. Why don't you address your questions directly with them? And I think that would be more efficient than going through me. So W1U, go ahead. Let me know when you're done.
This is quite the toss across. Okay, KEC1AIH, can you give me the full make and model number of the radio? I think you said 450D.
KEC1AIH. Yes, it's a Yaesu FT450D. It's a radio that's from 6 meters to 160. So it's not on 2 meters or 440 or 220. The radio I'm talking on is a TYT set at about 25 watts. The radio I will be transmitting digital on is a Bofang, which is fed into an amplifier, which puts out about 35 watts.
Okay, that's good to know. It's an older radio, or it's an HF radio anyway, so that's actually the question, basically. And back to KE6PIJ.
Okay, well, it seems to be all the comments and questions for the programming of the radio, and so that makes that means I am done with this portion of the training, and I will then pass it over back to you, David, WE1U from KE6PIJ.
Not the least bit confusing, I'm sure. So this is WE1U for the Androscoggin County Area's Races Net. Let me pause now for any emergency or priority traffic. Any station with emergency or priority traffic, please come now.
KB1TPH before you go digital.
Okay, that would be a priority traffic, I guess. Go ahead, Jim. KB1TPH, WE1U.
Well, regarding your question about Chirp versus other programming software, now the RT systems, as I understand it, has individual programming software and cables for each nameable brand and make and model out there, just like Chirp, except Chirp is one-stop shopping, you know, on their website, whereas RT Systems, you have to order a specific CD-ROM and programming cable for, you know, the given make and model. So, and you asked about mine, as I mentioned to you before, it's a Waxon KG-UV6 professional dual band 136 to 174, and I think it's 420 to 470 on the UHF side.
Okay, yeah, that's really restrictive. So just to clarify, in other words, again, the RT system, the programming software is specific to a radio. It doesn't have everything, and you have to get a separate cable for your particular radio. It's actually, you buy a specific program for a specific radio.
That is correct. But, like Chirp, they have software and cables for every conceivable make and model that's out there.
Okay, that's good to know. I'd be almost tempted to do it with the FTM radio or the FT1DR, the HT, but I find that to be the most atrocious radio to program, almost as bad as the 400, but anyways, that's my flavor of it. I'm very impatient when it comes to programming by hand. So, anyways, why don't we switch to the digital modes? Please come again with your call sign if you're joining us. I've got KC1AIH. KE6PIJ N1ZRL. Any other stations that are going to be continuing with the digital portion?
That's WA1SKP. I'm just going to be monitoring your traffic.
Okay. Will you be able to verify whether you receive or not receive a certain message?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. And with that, let's see, I'm going to start with Paul, then I'll do it, do my message. Paul, let me send the control to you. Have you send your messages in series. Again, announce, because we're talking about changing some of the modes up, verify your sender frequency and mode. And I'll run through I'll think about it, the roll call and see who's got what working. KE6PIJ, WE1U.
Okay, thank you, David. This is KE6PIJ. I have one digital message, which will be sent by FL message. We will be sending PSK250RC5. Again, that's PSK250RC5, centered on 1500. And let's see, I guess we'll go ahead and see if, give about 30 seconds or so for everybody to get set up. If you're not ready, let me know. Hopefully that was enough time. This is KE6PIJ sending digital traffic. That is the end of the digital traffic. Is let's see, anybody not copy?
Negative function, KC1AIH. You had virtually no audio whatsoever.
A1SKP, negative copy.
All right, so evidently audio wasn't making it through, so let me check my headphones real quick, and I'll give it another shot.
Just so everybody hears it, not that you did it, Paul, but verify that you use the left or the transmitting headphone side. Usually it's just the left side. It's usually best to just the left side or the right side, but usually the left side is what sends out the tone. So there is a setting for that in FL Digi. I'm sure that's hard to believe, but anyway, so make sure it comes from the left side if possible. WE1U.
Yes, and that is what happened. I normally have that configured for same signal going out both sides, but for whatever reason that got reset and it's no longer doing that. So this time we will do it to the left side. So we will be sending digital traffic once again in about 5 seconds. And this is KE6PIJ sending digital traffic. And there we go. Anybody not copy it this time?
WE1U, I had one failure. Don't know what it was, but one failure on one computer, but the other one did just fine. So, full copy on that one.
Okay, well, if that's the only problem, I'll assume that the rest had full copy. And if and pass it back to WE1U. This is KE6PIJ.
Is that a real comment?
Go ahead, Pete, WE1U.
Yeah, I'm running two setups here. And on setup one, I got the general message, IC213. It opened up in the browser. There's nothing in the FL message window or in the AMP window, but the browser opened. Oh, wait a second. I think I've got, okay, FL message was hidden. But, okay, of course, it didn't go AMP because you didn't send it AMP. So it is the same, except on the Linux version. Oh, I have the browser turned off, that's right. My bad. Excuse me, 100% copy.
Yeah, my preference is to go FL Digi just instead of using the messenger directly, I use the browser. That way it doesn't open up new windows all over the place. At least that's what it does on Linux. I'm not sure about Windows. I believe it reproduces multiple windows, and it just drives me that bonkers. So, and it tells you the actual file name, which is always a nice thing. One query, Paul, could you send a CSV by way of your flavor? There is, underneath form, there is transfer, and I think that's actually set up to send CSVs directly, and FLAMP is another good way to do it. Your choice. Or both. KE6PIJ, WE1U.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go ahead and let some other traffic pass, and then during that, I will try and get FLAMP set up to do just that, and when you come back around to me, I will attempt it. KE6PIJ, back to WE1U.
Okay, yeah. If you heard the earlier comments with Miriam, you know that I've had kind of an oddball night with connections not going to work and so on, so I know how that works. So, I have one each. This will be... hopefully this works. I'm going to send a tone first to make sure I haven't got messed up my connections here. So let me send a tone first, and I'm going to query Miriam directly and see if it made the trip to at least Lisbon. Oh, copy, Miriam.
I had a good tone. There was a break in the middle of it, however.
Well, isn't that not special? Okay. I do have the option of going to the main computer, but I'll plug through and see what happens here. That seems to be an ongoing problem. And... stand by. I'm going to swap some cables here. Be right back. WE1U. Okay, let's see if I send this out the right hole, and or into the right jack anyways. Let me send another test tone and see if I got things still working right. WE1U. Okay, any hiccups on that one, Miriam?
Negative. KC1AIH, go ahead.
I'm thinking it's the USB adapter I have, but it's good to know both ways. So, with no further doo-doo, this is FL message. It will be PSK250RC5, and and then I'll send it. This will be the links to the National Interoperability Field Operations Guide and the Auxiliary Communications Field Operations Guide. There'll be links. You have to plug around and click on the PDF and logo and say, yeah, that's what I wanted in the first place, so on and so forth. So no direct interface, no direct link yet. I can do that if you wish. I have copies I can send by email. And again, that was with Doodoo. Sorry. Anyway, so this is PSK 250 RC5, centered at 1500 WE Wenyu.
Copy, KC1AIH.
KE6PIJ, how copy?
KE6PIJ, full copy.
Thank you. WA1SKP, how copy?
WA1SKP, full copy.
Excellent. And N1ZRL, how copy?
Full copy.
Okay, let's see here. I will send the next one. Oops. Helps if I put a file in there. I'm going to put the eventually the macro file that I've made up for the different modes. The trick, of course, is to find your macro subdirectory, which on Windows is different from Linux. But if you can find the macro directory by clicking on File, Macros, and Open, you can navigate over to your wherever you save the file. You remember, this is FLAMP, and you'll need to save it explicitly by clicking on the Save and putting it maybe on your desktop or whatever if you wish to try it out. And again, this has a couple of different, well, several of the different modes we've tried lately. Give you a chance to have buttons readily available to change modes quickly. And that was just to install and get the macro file queued up here. So, again, PSK250RC5 and centered at 1500.
WA1SKP, full copy.
N1ZRL, how copy?
Full copy, times two.
Yep, and mine made it across the room too, I think, yep. And with that, over to Miriam, KC1AIH. Go ahead and send your two messages with your message of the day. KE6PIJ, KC1AIH, excuse me, WE1U.
WE1U, KC1AIH. Very well, we will be sending on PSK250RC5. The message will first come in FL amp with no break, then the same message will be in FL message, coming momentarily.
Okay, I'm not sure if you caught the fact you timed out. Not a problem. Let me check and see if you've gone back to voice or not, Miriam. KC1AIH, WE1U.
WE1U, KC1AIH. I think I did, in fact, time out. Let me readjust that on this radio. Or did I time out on the repeater?
Ah, very very good distinction. Yes, you timed out the repeater. It is 3 minutes. Hey, good segue. Under configuration, there is a option to, let's see what they call it. They call it enable TX-RX interval. The idea is you set, unfortunately, duration is in minutes, so that's not too much granularity, but you set it for 2 minutes, and you can set the one below is RX duration seconds, and this is an FL amp, sorry, people have lost their way. If you set that enable TX-RX interval, you set it for 2 minutes, it will unkey, send a BK, which means break, so you have to kind of like watch your screen when somebody's you're receiving somebody else's transmission, and after whatever seconds duration, it will re-enable and continue the message. But I'm not sure if you want to try that or just resend, I think it was the 125 to 129 again. Your choice, KC1AIH, WE1U.
I'll go ahead and resend the same thing, I think. I've set that enabled TX-RX interval to 2 minutes with a 10-second RX duration seconds. And let me double-check my radio to make sure I've got enough on there so it doesn't crash on me. KC1AIH will be sending digital traffic momentarily.
Beep.
Oh, KC1AIH to WE1U. How now?
Okay, Trooper, you interrupted, I think, your own transmission, I believe, with a timeout. Just so we finish up, why don't you just send, I'll send you a report, see if I can do this report. And, again, the message, missing blocks I have is 125 through 129. So I'm going to send a report and see how that works out. Stand by for a report. You should be able to hit the fetch, and it's supposed to tell you which ones to send again. Let's see if that works or not.
Okay, I hit the fetch. 125, 126, 127, 128, and 129. I think it worked. I should send those then.
Roger, it'll work. Congratulations. Go ahead, W and you. How copy KE6PIJ, how copy?
Yeah, that final bit did it. 100% copy.
Very good. WA1SKP, how copy?
I believe I have 100%.
Okay, the last one was on FL amp, and you'd know it by being shown 100% down on the receive queue, on the to the bottom of the page on the receive tab. You see it down there as 100%?
Yes, I do. Is it the 100% 2F? 3 alpha macros MDF.
Okay, that was mine. There is the other one would be HR definitions dot text. It should be SC69 as the checksum.
I have that as 100% also.
Excellent, excellent. N1's NRL, a copy.
100% copy.
Very good. I tried that earlier and I had a snafu, so kudos to Miriam. KE6PIJ, would you like to send the CSV, which is actually a CSS? It's actually space-separated variables, but it can be made to work. No, actually, take that back. Get my programs mixed up. The CSV is a CSV. KE6PIJ, WE1U.
Thank you. Yeah, it took me a while to find it on this computer, but I did find it, and it is indeed a CSV, which is a CSV, and I will be transmitting it in just a few seconds. And this is KE6PIJ transmitting digital traffic. as the end of digital traffic. Anybody not copy?
Okay, well, for the record, 100% here. If anybody did not get it, I can resend it from this location. Do a little relaying. I'll do the roll call anyways. KC1AIH, I'll copy.
100% here, KC1AIH. Oh, did anybody get the FL message I sent out after the FL amp? Just curious.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, I did. So it was a two for two. WA1SKP, did you copy both Marion's message and Paul's message? FL amp.
Yeah, I believe so. I'm just trying to. Got a lot of things up on the screen here. I'm trying to find out which one that was just recently sent.
Okay, yeah, come back to you. N1ZRL, let me check with you first. Did you copy Miriam's and FL message and Paul's FL amp traffic?
The FL message I have is one for Miriam sent. And then I have a FL amp. It was the AndroAries.csv. Is that those two, correct?
Correct. And Paul, did you copy Miriam's FL message?
This is KE6BIJ, and affirmative, I did copy that one. It came in right after the first break, and then came that message, and then there was more of the FL amp data. But yes, I did get it. And let me indicate that the CSV file that I just sent, when it lists the HF frequencies, it lists them as upper sideband. They should both be lower sideband. This is an old file.
Roger that. You got it set up for the digital traffic, basically. Just not digital. Well, actually, that is digital. That is a digital portion, right? No, it's not. Unless you're sending video. I figured that different bands have the different subbands, and you need to use the lower half of the available bands to you for the digital traffic. And with that, let's see. Let me check back with Fred and see if he copied the essentially we're looking for the Aries, the Andro Aries CSV and the FL amp program. And it would have been KC1AIH-14. That may be what you see for an HTML file in the browser, or you may actually have the FL Messenger program text. In a full window.
I see it on the FL amp, but I don't believe I see the the other format. It's probably on here, I just gotta find it.
Which flavor do you have? Do you have both the FL message comes up or in the browser or just the FL message when you receive a message from FL message?
I haven't seen the browser this evening, but I'm getting the FL message and I'm getting the FL amp, excuse me.
Okay, yeah, that's a choice that you can have. You can have both or either. I prefer just the browser. The only one I haven't figured out yet is the custom and a few others, but that's the one that I haven't worked with today. But if you like, I can resend it, and We'll see how it comes up on yours. Why don't you close out all but one FL message, and I'll relay the message.
Okay, let me close these down first.
Yep, just remember to keep just one FL message open. If you close them all, no big deal. Just open the FL message by itself. And, of course, the FL Digi has to be up and running. The FL amp can be turned off for now. WA1SKP, WNU, go ahead, tell me when you're ready to receive.
Which one should I be looking at, the FL amp and the FL message, or just the FL message?
The only two programs you want up is FL Digi and FL message. Let me know when you're ready to receive. And actually, let me put a pause in here. Is there any station with any traffic? Please come now. Nothing heard. Go ahead. Tell me when you're ready, Fred.
FL message is up as well as FL Digi.
Okay, and this will be PSK 250 RC5 and on 1500 hertz. Let me make sure I'm not lying. Yes, 1500 hertz. And bring it back here. And it will be about a minute to be even you. Okay, I'll copy, Fred. WA1SKP, WE1U.
Okay, I copied that. I believe I did copy that before from Miriam. Not being that familiar with all this stuff, you know, I'm kind of a newcomer on these modes. But, yes, I do see it. General message came up, FL message, and I see it on the FL Digi.
Okay, very well. And with that, I guess we've got all traffic has been 100% tonight. Maybe we'll have to step up our game and go to some of the newer modes in the future. Let's play around with it over the air and on, see how the repeaters handle the higher speeds, too. I was able to test them out tonight, you know, just within the apartment building here. So we'll, to be continued, I guess. Since it's so late, let me do a quick check and see if there's any comments or queries before securing the net. Please come now. Okay, cannot find my chart for the next week's net control station. Oh, I lied. I think I've got it listed here somewhere. And with that, we'll say thank you to the Androscoggin Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater. And for those stations that stood by the extra 20 minutes here that we ran a little over the time, next week's scheduled station is KE4UCW, Keith, for February the 25th. And with that, we'll secure the nets with, let's see, 8 check-ins. I think that's what we got, Paul. I'll catch you right after the net. This is WE1U. We'll see you next week at 7 o'clock. WE1U. KE6PIJ, WE1U. I copied 8 stations tonight, and I'm not sure what else you want. For the, I've got a listing of Chirp and or RT system software. Do you have all that already?
Thank you, David. Yeah, this is KE6PIJ, and I do have that, and I acknowledge 8 check-ins. That coincides with the number that I have as well.
Yeah, it always helps throwing your name down on top just because you know you're going to forget it and make sure you don't put it above the line so you can count it. So, yeah. Now I got to figure out why some of the modes get hiccupy with the thumb drive. I actually busted one of my thumb drive sound cards. But for $3 a piece, and they usually do work, it's hard to argue those things. You want to play around with some of these digital modes Saturday morning?
Yeah, that could be fun. Like I said, I've got Saturday free, so absolutely.
Okay, I don't know if you want to play around with macro file. I have tried and. Assuming that I sent with the most current one, 8PSK1200F, which I presume is forward correction. I don't know what the 8PSK is. I don't know if that's amplitude as well as phase modulation or what they do because I haven't read the manual. Eyes aren't doing too well right now, but I have played around. PSK1000 worked, I think. PSK1000RC2, have not got that to work. It's pressing the bandwidth, basically, I think. And I was able to get PSK500RC4 to work, and PSK, looking for it on the listing here, I don't see it. I think it was PSK800RC2 or 4. I forget which one it was, but I was able to get that, coax that to work, at least for the short distance on Simplex. So, blinding speed, I guess. Then again, the other thing is to try out is possibly trying UHF, too. I'm not sure if UHF actually gives you the 25 kilohertz bandwidth or not.
And therein lies some of what I want to do and discuss with everyone at some point is the use of UHF. I was kind of hoping for using 220 for packet and such around here, which would allow you to operate digital modes or packet at the same time as voice, because you wouldn't be on the same band, and thus the radios would all be happy. But evidently 220 is not as widely used around here, especially with high power. A lot of people with HTs on 220, so the next best thing would be 440, how far that would get. But yeah, that's definitely something I would like to explore. That would be fun.
Yeah, the Oxford folks use a lot of 220. There is the, of course, the 6.2 up on StreetKit is the most common one for our neck of the woods. There's a closed repeater, as I understand it, down at Falmouth, which we were able to use for the Beach to Beacon 1 year. And Dave and Clarence and W1AUX. Oh, man, it's been so long. I've got a brain cramp of who he is, his name. Nobleboro. Oh, shoot. But anyways, there's a three-way link system on 220. If you go to DaveKQNL.com, you look on the side there, there's a frequency list for 220 repeaters. And I have a 220 listing that may be a little bit long in the tooth on my chirp page as well. I'm just going to upload the a couple more things to the chirp page so people can peruse it and become scared. KE6PIJWE1U.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware that there were 220 repeaters. That's kind of good to know. So I guess that could be used somewhat as a backup, but it would be nice to have a band other than VHF or other than 2 meters that we could use even simplex and use high power so that you could be roaming around and pump out digital while you're still talking on voice. Make life much more convenient and realistic, I think. In some other areas, 2 meters and 220 are an ideal match, just because 220 doesn't usually get a lot of use in other areas. And so this is one way to keep the band active and not congest the other bands up with a bunch of digital traffic that might otherwise annoy people trying to do voice. But 440, I don't, you know, is probably just as quiet here as 220, so it's definitely a viable alternative and worth pursuing if it actually has the reach over our terrain. Anyway, with that, I'm going to close it up here pretty soon. So WE1U, this is KE6PIJ, in case you have any other comments.
You probably caught yourself right after you said that. Yeah, I always have comments. Probably it'd be good to have a very comprehensive survey kind of along the lines of the original Aries application to see what people have as far as D-Star and Coda, the Kodak 2, Fusion. There's another digital mode. Oh, the DMRS or DMR. Family service radio, et cetera, for their capabilities, because regardless, probably none of us have the exact same capabilities. And I guess along in that survey would be, you know, what can they do at the same time? I've been trying to practice lately with the using the antennas here in the apartment to record the audio, and the kind of where I'm following on to is to be able to have, like, receive-only stations where, you know, like, the folks from the CERT and CART can actually take the messages off the off the old prototype, like, that type of arrangement, and hand it around, and then just one operator send out the messages is just some food for thought. Anyways, check out the CERT page and see what you think, and we'll... We'll touch base a little bit later. KE6PIJ, WE1U.
Okay, good deal. And yeah, I should know better than asking you if you have any further traffic. Anyway, I will probably hear from you Saturday, if not sooner. Have a good evening, 73, KE6DIJ, clear.
73, WEWNU.
WE1U, KC1AIH.
WE1U.
What time on Saturday would you guys be doing that?
I suspect coming up on 9 o'clock, the original time frame. I guess we're going to have... I don't know, do you have emergency power? Just have a booster pack or something like that, or do you have a deep cycle battery?
I've got a combination air compressor automotive booster thing that's operated my 817 for 14 hours with the computer.
Okay, don't put me anywhere near it. I tend to suck the life out of batteries, but yeah. It's amazing what you get out of 20 or 22 amp hours, although you may have gotten one that's a little bit more than that. Usually they're 22 amp hours or plus or minus 2. And, yep, about 9 a.m., I would say. And maybe if you want, if you're an early bird, play around with some of the fast modes and see how far we can push it. It's amazing what that, what do you call it, that Pi 2 can handle, as opposed to the previous version, the other one. That, you know, I click on the window and I can't even slide it over in any timely fashion. It's really sluggish. So the miracles of the ARM processors.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'll probably be around about 9 o'clock then, because I am not a morning person. And anybody that wakes me up about 6 o'clock in the morning, it better have a good reason, otherwise they're going to eat lead.
Roger that, yeah. I used to say, when I understood incorrectly, that military folks were up at 5 o'clock, not eating. I forgot what it was at 5 o'clock. It was they had to be up before 5 o'clock to be ready at 5 o'clock for whatever operation I heard of. But... I said, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'd be ready to kill somebody too if they wake me up at 5 o'clock. And yet the cats can wake me up at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock and get away with it. And sometimes they do it in all 3 or 4 of those times. So, anyways, I'll catch you on Saturday morning, not so bright and early, 9 o'clock. KC1AIH, WE1U.
All right, just remember. Dogs have owners, cats have staff, and you found yourself in that condition. As far as 220 is concerned, the only power I have on 220 is a TYT, and there's no digital inputs that I have capable for TYT. I do, however, have my Bofang, which would put out 5 watts into 220. At least it hits that repeater up on Streaked Mountain. It's something to think about over the future. AC1AIH will be off, and I'm going back to the 88 machine and see if there's anything left of the YL net.
73, I'll catch you for Saturday. WEWNU.